Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
In Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM and on myjoyonline.com. We are also live in all 16 regions of Ghana via our various affiliates, live on X Spaces and on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams. Coming up, law lecturer at the University of Ghana says President Mahama's silence on the Sammy Gyamfi dollar scandal is unacceptable as he calls for tougher sanctions to protect the goodwill government currently enjoys.
Send a strong message. He should be dismissed from his office. He can, maybe they can find another position for him, but...
However, Deputy Director of Operations at the Presidency believes the apology from the Gold Board CEO should lay the matter to rest.
In as much as one, Sammy Gyamfi have not committed a crime. He has not spent public resources. There's no evidence to suggest that he has stolen money. But morally, people have criticized him. He thanked the people of Ghana and apologized for it.
We'll be live at the office of the Gold Board, where National Security is updating the media over the arrest of some foreign nationals in gold smuggling. Also in this bulletin, a reduction in the prices of goods on the market can only be expected after 60 days. That's the position of the Association of Ghana Industries and the Ghana Union of Traders, GUTA, following a meeting with the Minister of Trade.
Within the period of 60 days from now, this impact will be translated onto the final price of our products that we wholesale and retail.
The market forces will determine the prices and it will respond positively.
However, the minister remains optimistic that a continued depreciation of the US dollar against the cedi will lead to lower prices as direct importers begin to take the lead in reducing costs.
Government does not have the power to control prices, but government has the power to negotiate. The direct importers have agreed to reduce their prices.
Trains packed, workers on strike, and passengers stranded as the Railway Workers Union resolved not to work until their demands are met.
Yeah, even giving the trains that they are running in Accra, it's up to the safety of even our workers. We are telling government by 30th, we need our salary arrest now.
In sports.
Sports and Recreation Ministry calls for the promotion of the Black Satellites into the Meteors team ahead of the 2028 Olympic Games qualifiers.
And we'll tell you about the rotational nurses and midwives in Ghana who have issued a one-week ultimatum to government to release delayed allowances or they will lay down their tools.
We have been borrowing sports betting, among other things. About 2 years ago, a colleague rotation nurse had to hang himself because he was owing a lot of people.
Thanks for choosing us. This is Joy News. We are independent, fearless, and credible. I am Hannah Odami with the details. In our first story, a law lecturer at the University of Ghana, Professor Kwejo Epiejetia, has criticized President John Mahama's continued silence over the ongoing dollar scandal involving the chief executive officer of Gold Board, Sammy Gyamfi. The incident, which occurred on Saturday, the 10th of May, was captured in widely circulated footage on social media, which showed Mr. Gyamfi handing over cash to Nana Agrada following a brief interaction. According to the academic, the president's lack of public comments on the issue is unacceptable and risks undermining the credibility and goodwill currently being enjoyed by government. Professor Pierre Jetia calls for a tougher sanction against Mr. Sammy Gyamfi to signal a clear commitment to accountability and ethical leadership.
And definitely, I feel that the president has to say something or do something.
As an independent viewer of this particular matter, what should the president do in one breath, satisfying the call for him to show leadership. In another breath, also the party people saying he's apologized, and for that reason, he should be cautioned, you know, let's go.
But if I were to be in the position of the president, I would have wanted to set a strong precedent by asking for his dismissal. But if that is maybe a little bit going too far, at least some suspension and making a public statement about it will be very important, so that people will know that the president is serious about his word. So I leave it in the hands of the president. It's his discretion to take any decision that he thinks appropriate. But I think to send a strong message, he should be dismissed from his office. He can, maybe they can find another position for him, but...
Well, an MPP Member of Parliament for Bekwa in the Ashanti region, Rafu Poku, says the laws must simply be made to work.
What the NPP is saying, more or less, the NDC should take it as a reminder of their own code of conduct. That even if the president has forgotten so soon, this should serve as a reminder to the president that, look, just a couple of days ago, you outlined your own code of conduct. And here is somebody, not any ordinary person, but somebody coming from the youth with a lot of followers. You're giving the young people in your party opportunity to serve this nation. And therefore, you should be seen to be stamping on your leadership at any and every opportune time that becomes available to you. That is what we want the government to see in.
However, Deputy Director of Operations of the Presidency, Mustafa Gbandi, believes the apology from the Gold Board CEO should suffice to lay the matter to rest.
Most of our NDC colleagues, senior people, you know, juniors, feel that it shouldn't have been given to the person that the gesture was extended to. And we respect that. We have also heard a lot of Ghanaians express some concern. And, you know, we respect that also. Look, President Mahama have constituted for the people of Ghana a very humble conservative government. All right? We, as young people, have been given the privilege to serve. Just as Sammy Gyamfi, a young man, within 2-3 months, have been able to set up a gold board. And so they are behaving as if $800 is what one have not seen before.
That was the Deputy Director of Operations at the Presidency, Mustafa Gbandi. Meanwhile, the National Security and Gold Board are addressing a news conference over the arrest of some foreign nationals who attempted to smuggle gold out of the country. My colleague Carlos Coloni is there for Joy News and joins us. Carlos, good afternoon. Tell us more about this press conference.
All right, so Hannah, this press conference is expected to tell us the outcome of operating the gold board jointly carried out by the National Security Authority. And our information is that a number of people have been arrested who were trying to smuggle gold out of the country, and some amount of money have also been seized. In the next 1 minute or so, we'll start. The presser will stand proper so we can get details of what it is that the National Security and the Gold Board wants to talk about. What I can say for a fact is that a chief executive, acting chief executive of South Gold Board, is not the one to address this presser. With the time, they want to speak what. And so we are looking forward to that, to give our listeners details of what will be coming up from the presser.
Thank you very much, Carlos Coloni. Let's move to other stories. And General Secretary of the Governing National Democratic Congress, Fifi Fiavi Kwete, has torn into the opposition MPP over its stance on the ongoing Chief Justice removal process. The MPP says the NDC have long had a sinister agenda to remove the Chief Justice and packed the courts with NDC loyalists and took to the streets last week to protest the CJ's suspension. While speaking to Evans Mensah on PMS Press on Tuesday, Fifi Kwete described the MPP's position as hypocritical, insisting the MPP is panicking about not having favorites in the court to shield them from corruption prosecutions if Getu Tokonu is removed.
If it's pretty clear that the one who is supposed to be in charge of the justice of our country herself is not able to live up to the high should I call it, mantra of being or doing things according to the law, then charity must begin at home. She has nothing to fear if she has done everything okay. So JM is not somebody that you call, a petty-minded person who simply wants to take an innocent person and punish an innocent person. So clearly, once a case is established against her, she has to go. MPP's worry is that they feel her departure makes it difficult for them now to feel safe when cases are brought against them, because now they are afraid of her. The person who possibly could be there and possibly manipulate the system to help us is no more there. That, I think, is a fear.
If that is true, then the opposite could also be true, which is that the NDC, if what you're saying is true, then the opposite could also be true, which is that the NDC also fears that if you keep her there, we will also struggle when cases go to the Supreme Court to get her out.
I think we are looking for justice. And justice simply means that if you truly are innocent, you should go. And if you are guilty, you should be punished.
But she has reprimanded.
While on corruption and prosecution, the NDC General Secretary says the NDC must hold itself to a higher standard and prosecute corruption even among its own members.
Now, saying we even established that we did even the same thing in the last mandate, where one of our own was literally prosecuted and jailed during our time. So it tells you it's not something even new for us. And again, I can tell you these are things that have been discussed at the highest level. That it's not just about MPP facing the law for having done what is wrong. It's about setting a tone that NDC will exactly go to the same route if we fall short of it. Why? Because, as I told you, Evans, this country is tearing. So this business and more, that's why I feel a bit sad that somehow the political class, especially our friends on the other side, I know appreciating that, for example, the humiliation they went through was not just NDC defeating them. It was Ghana telling them that, you know, enough is enough. Now, if we in the NDC do not understand that the mood of the country is a different mode, it means that we actually are even less wise than the NPP.
On the recent appreciation of the Ghana city, Fifi Kwete berated the MPP for seeking to take credit for the current economic gains. Let's move to other stories. And consumers who are hoping for immediate relief from high market prices will have to wait a little longer. The Association of Ghana Industries, AGI, and the Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA, say any meaningful reduction in the prices of goods can only be expected after a 60-day period. This was the outcome of a high-level meeting between the two influential trade bodies and the Minister of Trade, aimed at addressing public concerns over persistent price hikes, despite the recent strengthening of the Ghanaian cedi. According to both AGI and GUTA, the delay is due to the time needed for new imports, which reflects the improved exchange rates, to arrive to the market and replace existing stock, which were purchased at higher cost. Let's hear from GUTA President Dr. Joseph Obing.
The government should continue to do its good work by sustaining the appreciation of the local currency, the cedi. And we will do our job. We will respond positively. The market forces will determine the prices, and it will respond positively. We are in a highly competitive market. Most importers have started getting benefits of this, and most of them have started showing and sharing the benefit to the consuming public. You just have to search the market and you'll find this. But all that we need is for government to do its work, do whatever it is to sustain this, and by 2 months' time, everybody in the country will witness the fact that the business community also think about the consuming public. We depend on our customers, the consuming public, to survive as businesses. And there's no way we will not share any gains when we have it. When we have it, we will share with you.
Well, President of the Association of Ghana Industries, Dr. Humphrey Ayim Dake, says his members are observing the market trends and will adjust accordingly.
We commend government and also say to government that we are committed to the cause of reflecting these gains in our pricing, in our various business activities. As stated by my colleague, it's as a result of the forces of demand and supply that determines price on the market. We believe sincerely that within the period of 60 days from now, this impact will be translated onto the final price of our products that we wholesale and retail. We also strongly believe that in the midterm budget review, we will see further reflection and commitment from government regarding these gains.
But the Trade and Industry Minister, Elizabeth Ofosu-Ejaria, is hopeful the ongoing negotiation with the trade bodies will yield positive results.
We have stated that government does not have the power to control prices, but government has the power to negotiate with our stakeholders to ensure that traders, manufacturers, and consumers take advantage of an opportunity when it happens. I'm happy to inform you that the direct importers have agreed to reduce their prices, and some have already started that already. We've also heard from Guta and AGI that it is good that the CD has stabilized. They need a bit of time to let...
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
It reflects in their prices. It will happen gradually. The direct importers have started reducing their prices for the retailers, and this will be total when the old stock comes down.
That was the Trade Minister, Elizabeth Ofosu-Ejaria. My colleague, Ebenezer Sabuti, was at this meeting for Joy News and joins us on the phone lines. Now, apart from AGI and Guta, which other organization was there? And also let us know if there was any working commitment by the parties.
Hello, Hannah. So the Food and Beverages Association of Ghana was there. Farm importers were there, and then also the trade advocacy group. I can count about 4 or 5 trade organizations that were at this meeting. And on the second question about whether there was a working commitment, the minister did mention that even though the meeting was a closed-door meeting, at a later date, they will come out with whatever agreement that they have had. So for now, I can say there has been a verbal commitment of a sort on what they should do, which is to bring down prices of goods and services in the market. But that will happen in the next 60 days, although the importers have begun reducing the prices from goods that they imported into the country.
Okay. Thank you so very much, Ebenezer Sabuti. Now, workers of the Ghana Railway Workers Union have resolved not to return to work until all their poor working conditions are resolved and delays in salaries paid. The workers who commenced a strike yesterday are also calling for the privatization of the railway sector, citing chronic mismanagement by the Ghana Railway Company Limited. Listen to Chairman of the Union's branch in Accra, Justice Ejapong.
We are pleading with the government to tend to this. The company should be given to a private entity who can work, whether local or foreign companies. The railway sector is big, and if it becomes better, it will help all of us.
So my colleague Collins Frimpong is at the Tema Railway Station and joins us live with what he's observed so far. Tell us, with the workers on strike, what's the situation on the ground now, Collins?
Hannah, this afternoon, the train which should currently be stationed in Accra, preparing to transport passengers to Tema, remains parked at the Ghana Railways Company workshop, at the Tema workshop. And it sits alongside another train branded with the Ghana flag that we normally see on our rails. And that has been out of service for nearly a decade. Security guards at the facility told me that they fear parts of the train could be stolen as they are unable to afford padlocks to properly secure the workshop. That the Ghana Railway Company Limited workshop.
So you also spoke to some of the traders who sell along the rail lines. What have they been telling you?
With no passengers coming to the station to board the train, business has slowed down significantly. A porridge seller that I engaged told me that because of the passengers not coming around, she needed to increase the quantity that she has been fetching for people over there.
She tells me that businesses is moving on very slowly compared to the time that when the workers were working and people were coming in, but that's not the issue today. She has to reduce the prices or how she fetches the porridge for people or the buyers.
So Collins is still with us. Collins, aside the Tema Accra train, which we know is idle, have you heard anything about the Tema Impakadan crashed train also?
Yes. The previous government, when the train got crashed, during the test run, they made us aware that once the maintenance work is completed, they are going to make sure that the train gets back on the railways. But today, we've been informed by a senior security guard at the Tema Railway Station, the workshop, that's the Ghana Railway Company workshop, where the Polish trains are kept at the moment, told me that the train has undergone maintenance 4 months ago. But because of fuel issues, the company has told them that it can't fuel. So the train is packed.
Well, General Secretary of the Railway Workers Union, Benjamin Esuman, says the safety of the workers and passengers are at risk due to the dilapidated trains.
Yeah, even the trains that they are running in Accra, it's up to the safety of even our workers. What is baffling us that for good 16 years, 8 years of NDC, 8 years, another 8 years of MPP, so another, this is the 4 years of another NDC. So let's say the past 16 years, the two political parties have not even reached up to Suta for them railway to all manganese to pay themselves, get the revenues. They've not gotten to Awaso for good 16 years.
Benjamin Esuman is a general secretary of the Railway Workers Union. It's a good time to take a break. And when we come back, the rotational nurses and midwives in Ghana have issued a one-week ultimatum to government to release delayed allowances or they'll lay down their tools.
We have been borrowing, sports betting, among other things. About 2 years ago, a colleague rotation nurse had to hang himself because he was owing a lot of people.
When budgets are tight and money difficult to come by, you want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a petrol source station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
When I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth with Kale Charcoal Toothpaste. This gives me confidence all day.
Anytime you meet Ama, don't be surprised I smile showing my beautiful white teeth, because I don't have cavity thanks to Kale Charcoal Toothpaste for its natural charcoal properties. In fact, we are like twins. I can't go without my Kale Charcoal Toothpaste.
That be why I dey use Kale Charcoal Toothpaste morning and night when I dey go bed self. It dey make my teeth white where it dey commot every scent from my mouth inside. My confidence level, they go up, so I dey show my 32 teeth all.
Introducing the Kale Charcoal Toothpaste, formulated with activated bamboo charcoal powder, ensures whiter teeth and removes bad breath. The strong natural property of the activated bamboo charcoal removes bacteria, absorbs surface stains on our teeth caused by coffee, wines, and tobacco. Welcome, Kale Charcoal Toothpaste. Kale Charcoal Toothpaste. Sankofa. Yenti.
Kale. Happy smile.
This advert is FDA approved.
Hey, do you know who I'm saying?
And your stay soft concentrate fabric softener. I was such a move. Your shiny disabled, but you hear my tina oche. New yan it's now oche. No beer babies and once some demon in a se. DNA, we am say. Fair yes, in beer association, one tarry. Use a stay soft and you hear it's now oche. Nani bones to tap from cra. And your fabric softener. And your near say, choose to stay soft. No who's a say, you know. FDIT, a guiding crowd to yatu.
Yeah, welcome back, and Mubarak has joined us with a sports news.
Yes, Hannah. So the Ministry of Sports and Recreation wants the Black Satellite to be gradually promoted into the under 23 team as part of preparations for the 2028 Olympic Games qualifiers. Now, despite their painful quarterfinal exit from the under 20 AFCON in Egypt, Minister Kofi Adam says the players showed promise and deserve to be kept together.
Our team, the U20 team, yesterday painfully exited from the African Championship at the quarterfinal stage. That team is really a very good team, and I believe that it is the team that when you keep it with few additions, they will grow to become the under 23 that will be participating in the Olympics competition to be hosted again by, I think, United States of what, America. And when that time comes, I believe football and many other sports will do us some good.
That's Minister for Sports and Recreation, Kofi Idi Adams.
Thank you very much, Mubarak. The Rotational Nurses and Midwives Association of Ghana is threatening to withdraw all services if government fails to disburse their delayed allowances within 1 week. At a press briefing held earlier today in Accra, the association's national president, Beneza Boateng, described the situation as dire.
You are telling government, by 30th, we need our salary arrest now. As he said it in his nation's address, their manifesto, they will bring in investors, they will make sure that they will consider our WASO and the rest. We need it. That's the only solution to the sustainability of the company.
You heard Ebenezer Boateng there. The Private Sector Participation Steering Committee, which is advising government on how to roll out private sector involvement in bailing and metering to bring private sector efficiency to the revenue collection activities of the electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, has presented its report to government proposing three options for the rollout. This was disclosed by President Mahama when he spoke at the Africa CEO Forum in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire.
We need to clean the slate, but in cleaning that slate, we must look at the whole value chain, because a lot of the problem is coming from downstream, the distribution end, because of the state-owned utility, ECG is not as efficient in collecting revenue. We are experiencing technical and commercial losses of about 40%. And I think it's only a state-owned enterprise that can survive when you're losing 40% of your revenue. And so we are going into the face of private sector participation in the billing and metering to bring private sector efficiency in the revenue collection so that we can pay for the power we take from the independent power producers. Yeah, people are queuing up. I said they should wait. We're going to do expressions of interest. We just got the report from the committee that's advising us on how to do it, and they gave us three options.
Well, the president added, with the kind of investments that Ghana is currently making, the country should be able to eliminate fossil fuels from its power generation within the next 4 years.
Ghana has a comparative advantage to produce solar because we have abundant sunlight. Indeed, if we could export sunlight, we would be one of the richest countries in the world. And so increasing our capacity in solar in terms of bigger solar power generation, but not only there, but also household solar, mini-grid solar. I mean, there are many options that we could look at. And so refining it to get the optimum is what we're at the moment. We've given licenses to several companies to begin to set up, you know, large-scale solar, 20 megawatts, 50 megawatts, and 100 megawatts, so that we can catch up with at least a 10% power from renewable sources.
You heard there, President Mahama. Now, you've probably used the shea butter product today without even realizing it. You are probably aware that it's found in a variety of beauty products, such as creams. What you might not realize is that shea trees play an important role in climate change adaptation. Yet, shifting weather patterns and logging are jeopardizing the survival of these trees and the livelihood of the people who are earning income from the shea tree. Join us, Mohammed Nuruddin reports on how women who previously relied on the shea nuts for a living have no choice now but to travel to the cities in search of non-existent jobs.
For 7 years, Nafisa Wahab and Nuria Zubaida worked in Ghana's capital city, Accra, as head porters carrying luggage to fend for themselves. But they returned home when they realized that the capital city is not a suitable venue to survive as young women.
I was carrying luggage to make some income, then used the small income generated to buy things and returned home. I was hand-picking shea nuts. It was not fruiting anymore, so I had to leave for Accra.
Both in their mid-20s, they now live in their hometown called Sumpini and Kojope in the Savannah region, where everyone relied on shea fruits for survival. For women in northern Ghana who hand produce shea butter in their homes, it is a source of food, medication, cosmetics for skin and hair. But the women do not know why the trees are not bearing much fruits anymore.
The shea tree no longer bears fruit as it once did. This forces us to concentrate on charcoal production.
The alarming number of dying shea trees requires immediate attention. A report by Mohammed Nuruddin.
Climate Focus is brought to you by Joy News in partnership with Youth Bridge Foundation, Bridging Gaps for Positive Youth Development, and the Climate Development Knowledge Network.